what's at stake tonight. So I expect the red, white, and blue to just come out firing.
Last year, USA defeated Bannex three total times, twice in the regular season, one in districts, by an average score of 49-34. Now, John Mooney, let's take a look at the roster of the 8-1 USA Patriots.
Well, in this first meeting, Coach Mark Gainforce, USA Patriots, they are an experienced squad that concentrates on their outside game. But they're not going to concede the lane either. They really do a lot of battling. Just go ahead and ask Reese. And also Lakers and anyone else that we have seen. Now, they are led by seniors Nash Morton and also Landon Zimmer. These two guys are the inside-outside odds-on favorites for Mr. Offense and Mr. Defense, Nash being defense, Landon being offense. Also, a couple seniors, Cade Ryerson and Cody Babcock, rounded out as well. But add junior Connor Gettle and Bryce Langmaid to the mix, and they become as quick as ever, and also they are pretty adept at scoring. But they dare not get into foul trouble. The bench is not very deep. And we've already mentioned the three-point shot and also the foul shooting is their strengths.
When we return, we'll break down the keys to the Bad Axe Hatchets, who are just one game out of first place in the Greertham West, which coincidentally is one game behind the USA Patriots. It's all right here on the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services, USA at Bad Axe.
You've heard us talk about our new pediatrician at Shure, but now let's hear it straight from Dr. Carrie Rabinera.
Hi, I'm Dr. Carrie Rabinera. I want to thank everyone for such a warm welcome to The Thumb.
We hear so much about having a primary care provider, but why should families have a dedicated pediatrician?
I would say it's important for a couple of reasons. Pediatricians have specialized training in taking care of kids, both healthy and sick, and it's also nice to have somebody close by that you can go to for something as simple as a cold. I'm really excited to be able to help take care of the kids here in The Thumb. I'm excited to work with such a great group of people, and I'm just really excited to keep kids healthy.
You're seeing pediatric patients at Shure and Pigeon, but this is more than just newborns, right?
Yeah, so it's a common misconception. I do see kids from the time they are born up through about age 18. Health is such an important thing to a kid. If you're not healthy, if you're sick all of the time, you can't go to school, you can't learn well, it's hard to grow up and be a healthy, functioning adult. And so being healthy is important from the beginning.
You can learn more about Dr. Carrie Rabinera by watching her featured video on her website at Shure.org. Shure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
This week at More Motor Sales in Carroll, when you purchase any new or used vehicle, you will get free oil changes for one full year. That's right, buy any new or used vehicle this week at More Motor Sales in Carroll and get free oil changes for one full year. That includes every new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, truck, or Jeep, including the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, the Ram 1500, and all F-150 trucks, too. Don't miss this great opportunity only at More Motor Sales on M81 on the west side of Carroll.
Hi, I'm Dawn Foote from Decker, Michigan. I've been in the car business for almost 10 years. And all those years I've been right here at Moore Motors in Carroll. It all started when I came to buy a car from Mark McGarry. He was swamped and I just stepped in and helped him out and got a job. It was 6 months later he put me on the sales floor. My role here at Moore Motors is selling new and used vehicles. My number one passion for what I do and love coming to work is helping people. If you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, please come see me, Dawn Foote, at Moore Motors in Carroll. You are going to get more at Moore Motors.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebling Area Schools. They know that the foundation for a good education starts in the classroom, but they also know that a well-rounded student needs more than just what can be taught from a book. Studies show that students that participate in a sport, club, or school activity are much more likely to feel connected to their school, perform better, and attend regularly. USA is committed to creating opportunities for everybody, from music and band programs to sports, FFA, robotics, student council, drama, and more. USA Schools has a plethora of activities to suit almost any student. USA Schools also knows that none of these activities would be possible for our students without the time volunteered by our parents, faculty, teachers, and the school board. Thanks to all of you for continuing to make USA Schools a wonderful place to give our students a great education. Become a future student at USA Schools. Find more information on USA Schools, go to the website, think-usa.org, or call 989-883-2360.
Today, most farming operations are still family-owned and operated, so working with a local ag lender that understands you and your operation is now more important than ever. This is Brody Beachy, just one of the ag lenders with Bayport State Bank. With ever-changing technology and input costs, flexible terms and financing are now crucial to a successful farming business. So whether you are just beginning your career or an experienced farmer, let us personalize a lending package that best suits you and your operation. Great rates, exceptional customer service, and hometown values. Bayport State Bank is the bank local farmers trust. Shouldn't you?
With 8 ATM locations in Huron County, banking has never been easier. Bayport State Bank with office locations in Bad Axe, Bayport, and Pigeon. Equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
It's a Greer-Thumb West showdown for first place, potentially, between the Bad Axe Hatchets and the USA Patriots. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney courtside with you from Bad Axe, Michigan. The Bad Axe Hatchets host the USA Patriots tonight, and they enter the game at 8-2 overall. Both losses are a combined 6 points. The good news is for Bad Axe, they are 4-0 at home. In the Greer-Thumb West standings, they stand at 4-2, one game out of first place behind USA and Reese. Mark Krug has been the coach for 7 years now, going 82-53 over that time, a 607 batting average. Mark Krug has gone 4-10 against USA in his Bad Axe career. On offense, the Hatchets are scoring 50.4 per game. That's the fifth best offense in the Greater Thumb Conference, 9.3 behind USA in the third best offense in the Greater Thumb West. On defense, the Hatchets allow just 40.3 points per game. And that is just 1/10 of a point from being the best defense in the entire conference, and also 1/10 of a point ahead of the USA Patriot defense. Average margin of victory for the Bad Axe Hatchets, 10.1. They are, in fact, one of three schools to have a double-digit win differential of all 14 GTC teams, USA, Harbor Beach, and Bad Axe. Bad Axe began their season on a tear, racking up 6 wins and as many tries through January 10th. In those 6 games, they averaged 51 points and allowed 42. Here's what is strange. Since then, in their last 4 games, Bad Axe's defense has improved by nearly 6 points. Their offense slumped just a hint, not enough to discuss. Yet, in that time, the Hatchets dropped 2 of their 4 games in that same stretch. Uncanny, really.
Well, I'll tell you what, Clark. Tonight, Bad Axe cannot afford a slow start, and they know it. They need to take advantage of having a better inside and also an outside game.
Granted, Bad Axe has just a few plays and bounces the basketball from having an undefeated season to this point. An overtime loss at Reese and then a 1-point loss 2 nights ago in Caro certainly can raise the blood pressure of any coach. I'm sure such is the case for Mark Krug.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach Mark Krug's Bad Axe Hatchets, they do know defense wins championships. I know he preaches it all the time, and it's true. Yet, scoring tightens up in big games like tonight. Bad Axe's go-to guy is a senior, Cody Tulaski. But he's going to need a lot of help, like from a fellow senior, Jack Clancy, or even on the inside, another senior, Michael Messing. But he's also got another bunch of players that really do a good job as far as carrying the scoring load. Talk about junior Jensen Emmerich and a pair of sophomores. Take, for instance, like Aaron Soles, or off the bench tonight would be Noah Kervin. They have the tools to do the job. Let's just see if it materializes.
It's time for a short break on the WLW Sports Network. Up next, we'll analyze the tale of the tape between the Bad Axe Hatchets and the Unionville Seawing Area Patriots. Keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLEWSports.com.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City. DS Services is your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their 3-truck and all-terrain cranes run by certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
A successful harvest begins with spring planting, and your spring planting finance needs begin at North Star Bank. North Star Bank has agricultural lending specialists to help you with all your farm financing needs. Decisions are made locally, so they follow market conditions.